Everybody say praise the Lord. How many came to profit tonight? How many came to profit tonight? I mean, why do you come out to a Holy Ghost meeting? Why do you go to church? Everybody should ask yourself, why do I do the things that I do? What am I trying to accomplish? And hopefully you come out that you might do what? Profit. Or be increased. Or have a need met. Somebody say amen. How many came to have a need met? How many came because there wasn't anything on TV? Huh? Well, we can go right here to the Word of God. Matthew chapter 6. And he went out from hence and came into his own country. And his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from hence hath this man these things. And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country. And among who? His own kin, and in his own house. Everybody, let's read that together. But Jesus said unto them in Mark chapter 6, verse 4, a prophet is not without honor, but where? Whose country? Okay. And among what kind of people? Isn't that a trip? And in whose house? My Lord, how would you like to have the anointing work everywhere but where it should work? How would you like the anointing of God to fall everywhere but where it should? We're going to find out why the anointing of the Holy Ghost becomes diminished and why people lose out greatly when they should gain the most. According to what? Scripture. Not according to opinion. Amen. And I've seen it happen time and time again. Listen. And he could there do no mighty work. How would you like to have your house branded as a place where God can do no mighty work? How would you like to have your job a place that's branded? There are places where God can do no mighty work. Do you see this here in the Bible? That's Jesus, isn't it? So say, well, what's the holdup? Is your atmosphere one where God himself cannot do a mighty thing on your behalf? Look at somebody and tap them and say, there are places where God can't do mighty things. Even though he wants to. He came that he might set the captives free, heal, and deliver. And I believe that right here in his own town, in his own country, among his own kinfolk, there were lots of people that were oppressed by the devil. There were lots of people that had issues. But you can get to a place in your mentality, somebody said, in your believing place, where God cannot do a mighty thing on your behalf. A prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own kinfolk, and in his own house. He could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few. Everybody say a few. People and healed them. Isn't that sad? Everybody saying, I'm just used to seeing a few. Well, there were multitudes there that needed help. I don't want to just see a few anymore. How about you? I want to see the multitude. And he marveled. When they should be marveling at his mighty works, he was marveling at them. How many want to see a sign and a wonder? Well, the sign to Jesus was he was wondering why a mighty work couldn't be done. Many people want to realize, listen, I want something to meditate on. I want something to think about. I tell you, every Holy Ghost meeting, amen, is a sign and a wonder. When God moves and God demonstrates himself, guess what? That is a sign and a wonder. And when you know the Holy Ghost isn't flowing and the Holy Ghost is not moving and the Holy Ghost is not in manifestation, even though he is there, guess what? That also is a sign and a wonder. The angels are wondering why God can't do a mighty work. Hallelujah. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went around about the villages teaching. My, my, my. Somebody said, I got to teach these people how to get a move of God. Everybody wants the move. I tell you what, teaching, mighty moves are taught. Miracles are taught. Hearts are receptive to the move of the Spirit is taught. People want, how does the Holy Ghost move so strongly in certain areas? There's a lot of teaching there. There's a lot of teaching. Things just don't happen. People's faith is developed by what they hear. And he called unto his 12 and began to send them forth 2 by 2 and gave them power over unclean spirits. Everybody say the word familiarity. Say it again. Familiarity. You can get familiar with people and lose and be right next to them and never pull on any of the anointing that God has on that person's life. Do you know that? People wonder, everybody say the word preacher's kids. People wonder, how can their house be, everybody, they have all this anointing on them, and yet their own family, I'm not talking about my stuff, so don't even go there. Amen. But yet their own stuff is not together. Someone said, mighty works won't be done where people are familiar. You got to learn to separate the anointing from the individual. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. It's not a thing of talent. It's not a thing of ability. It's the grace and it's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And if you want a move of God, you must never, everybody say the word never, get familiar with vessels, with ministers. Amen. I want a mighty move of God in my life. You say amen, somebody. Amen. And I want a mighty move of God in Nations Church. But I tell you what, when we develop the same mentality that these people had in Jesus' own town, I care you. So I said, a lack of honor kills and destroys anointing. It hinders the power of God from moving in the degree that he wants to. Look at the places where you see God moving in strong ways. There are people that will identify and will believe in that ministry. So I say, a lack of faith. In ministries, well, ministries are a move of God. Amen. Will dwindle and hinder a move of God. The Bible says, as your faith is, so be it unto you. If you go into a house, you believe ain't nothing in the house, guess what you're going to get? Absolutely nothing. If you sit up under a ministry and you think ain't nothing to the ministry, and you go in with that mentality, you go in there and say, hey, they just like me, you're going to get exactly what you can give you. But if you, by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, say, hey, listen, God calls me to be under a place. Amen. And there's an anointing of the Holy Ghost there for me. Amen. God will meet you on that level. The level that you put, what you put into something is what you'll get out of something. Somebody say amen. Amen. If you need a mighty work of God, if you need a miracle from God, you need to have a different mentality when you come into the house of God. Amen. Say, listen, I don't want to see Brother Ron tonight. Thank God he's there. Amen. But I want the Holy Ghost anointing to abide on that individual that I might be able to get my need met. I need a mighty work. So therefore, I've got to develop my faith. Amen. Nobody's into playing church. I tell myself, I ain't budging. I ain't going to do a thing. I ain't going to say a thing. I ain't going to move unless the Holy Ghost move me. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And what the Holy Ghost can't do, guess what? Doesn't need to be done. So it's honor and reverence and faith. And he marveled at their unbelief. He called, listen, them looking at who he was, them looking to Jesus. Notice that they looked to Jesus according to the what? Flesh. They looked to the Jesus according to his earthly flesh. They said, listen, isn't this? See, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And many times people miss out on the best of God because they're so busy looking on the outward appearance. But what you need greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. You need the greater thing, the thing that's on the heart. Somebody say, bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, and they looked on the outside, not knowing what God had on the inside. They said, now listen, isn't this, here it is, on the Sabbath day, from whence hath this man these things, and where did he get this wisdom, and how did this stuff happen by him? Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't this the son of Mary and of James? Didn't you just work over there? Don't you live around the corner from me? Ain't no difference. Come on down. Everybody say the word familiarity. I tell you what, your drinking buddies ain't going to get your need met, but God will. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. You got to learn to pull from an anointing of the Holy Ghost. You got to learn to separate. Everybody say Holy Ghost meeting. People don't want to hear these things in these last days, and they wonder why the move of God is not moving the way that it needs to move, because people have been brainwashed instead of biblically taught. Somebody say faith. Faith in the way that God moves. The devil's trying to steal reverence from the body of Christ, that he might be able to steal what? That he might be able to steal the mighty mark of God. Somebody say, I have faith and I believe. Not only do I got faith that God can do anything, amen, but I have faith in the way that God does some things. Hallelujah. I tell you what, you got to have faith when you come into this house. That's going to be the man of God, and he's going to have the word of God, amen, and the anointing of God's going to be there. You come in, well, I don't know which way it's coming. Well, that's what you're going to walk out with. Well, I don't know what I got. Somebody say praise the Lord. Develop your faith and know on the inside, amen, because, listen, as your faith is, so be it unto you. That means if you're looking at a person just from a natural standpoint, the only way that individual can minister to you is on that natural level. But you need a supernatural Holy Ghost spiritual breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. I got a little note here in my Bible. It says, listen, he could do no mighty works because they saw him as the son of many and not as a son of God. He was everybody else's child, but a child of God. My, my, my. What you see an individual as is what anointing you're going to be able to pull from. Somebody say, I'm going to learn to look through the mess and see the miracle. And get exactly what I need. Say, God still anoints men and women. Amen. God still puts his spirit on people to get people's needs met. You better believe in the Holy Ghost. And if you're going to believe in the Holy Ghost, you got to believe in the way the Holy Ghost moves. The Holy Ghost just doesn't anoint chairs. He just doesn't anoint buildings. He anoints people. Glory to God. And there is something about the fivefold ministry, glory to God. And you won't be able to pull an anointing from, listen, the Bible says, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's reward. Somebody say, glory to God. As your faith is, so be it unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, it's absolutely. I'm so tired of hearing and seeing things. You go to certain churches and where mighty men of God will go and rock the world all across the nation. Go and get miracles done. Signs and wonders will happen. Everybody will be healed everywhere they go. But you go back to their own house. You go back to their own church and nothing's happening. Why? Somebody say a lack of honor. But be it not so. Everybody say praise the Lord. In this house. Hallelujah. They say, sir, we would be able to see Jesus. My God, hallelujah. So say, Jesus and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Why would Jesus leave you out here by yourself, glory to God, to where you only got to wait every little 6-7 months, every 4 years before Benny Hinn comes to town? Why would God have you watch them on TV and not give you one right, one or two or three or four or five right in front of your face? So say, develop my faith. The number one way that God's going to bless you, he's going to bless you by the Holy Ghost. And God moves through what? The church, and he moves through the fivefold ministries. And I tell you what, there's a miracle in the ministry. You got to, everybody point this way. It's not just me. She's okay with that baby. Just let that girl do whatever she wants, honey. Don't even fight it. She'll be okay. Hallelujah. Just give her some space. They'll get over it. Amen. Hallelujah. She let her. She'll be okay. She's just trying to make you trip. That's just the devil trying to get you distracted. Hallelujah. Everybody place your hand over there and say, child, be blessed in the name of Jesus. And woman, you get everything you want from God in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. People don't like to hear it that way. Amen. But it's good. As your faith is, so be it unto you. Hallelujah. Are you seeing the same things in Scripture that I'm seeing? A lack of faith hinders. Everybody say that. Say it again. The Bible says it's the spirit within a man that sustains him. The spirit within a man is what sustains him. He said, we know no man. Say, I don't know nobody after the flesh. He said, listen, you don't know anybody. I don't know anybody after the flesh. They said, that's none of my business. Say, that's the flesh. Amen. But I'm concerned about the anointing on the spirit. Amen. Somebody say, glory to God. I can look beyond the flesh stuff. Flesh comes and goes. Flesh lives and flesh dies. But the spirit lives forever. Amen. Say, I'm pulling on the anointing on the individual to get my need met. And if you just totally look at the flesh, you're not going to. Listen, the flesh profits you nothing. It's the spirit of the Holy Ghost that gives life. And you got to learn to discern the spirit of the Holy Ghost when he pours it on flesh. Somebody say hallelujah. And he could there do no mighty work. Because, somebody say there's a reason why he couldn't do a mighty work. And it wasn't because he didn't have a mighty work on the inside. Did the Bible say that? Because of what? What does it say right there? Somebody say, because of what? Because of unbelief. Somebody say, glory to God. Now, if we increase our faith level through biblical teaching, God will be able to do mighty works. And whenever God wants to do a mighty work someplace, the devil can discern the time sometime. Do you know that the devil's been around for a long time? And you know, God usually has his characteristics. He could sniff out God before some saints can. He can sniff out a place where God's about to move before some ignorant Christians can. And he'll get there. He said, if I can't stop the miracle, what I can do, I can work against the faith of the individuals, so that they can't get that mighty move that they need from God. The Bible says in the last day, God's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. But see what the devil did over the 80s. He tried to destroy the confidence in the people that they might not be able to receive the mighty works that God was going to do through certain individuals. There's a teaching going on right now. Say, God ain't moving that way. Listen, God's not using folk anymore. Faceless people is what God's going to use. Well, if he had faceless people in the Bible, I'd believe it. I don't care whether it sounds good or not. Amen. It's got to be in the Word. Amen. Somebody say they knew their name. Amen. Everybody bless God just for a moment there. See, many people want to get up there, wonder why their need doesn't get met. Amen. Say, I'm not going to let the devil steal my mighty work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I want God to do many great things, many mighty things. But we need to know. Somebody say amen. We know no man after the flesh. The flesh profits nothing. It's the Spirit. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So you got to believe in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost that only God can grant. Amen. The anointing is something that only God can. No, no, you can't put on an anointing. Anointing is not hype. Anointing doesn't have anything to do with hype, but we get a little hyped up when we get it. Somebody say amen. It'll quicken your spirit and make you dance a little bit. Amen. The dance is not the anointing. The dance is evidence of the anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. The shout is not the anointing. Amen. The shout is evidence of the anointing. Hallelujah. But I know without a shadow of a doubt, somebody say praise God. I know about the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I could feel it on the inside. Amen. And I trust and I believe. And I know God doesn't send his anointing anywhere without purpose and without a mission. Somebody say amen. It's the anointing that destroys a yoke of bondage. Amen. And I can feel, you can call me a liar if I want to, but I can sense way down on the inside there is something grand and there is something supernatural and there is something spiritual that abides on the inside that's been planted in the heart of individuals to bless the people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a blessing on the inside of me. Hallelujah. God sent out there. He said, go and bless somebody and bless them big. But you can't be blessed big and you can't be blessed in a mighty work until you develop on the inside of you faith saying there is something in there for me. You can't receive anything unless you receive it by faith. You better not put no faith in anybody's flesh. Glory to God, but you got to put it in the spirit. Sunday kalababaraha. Say, so what I need, God has put it in the house. Am I the only place where God's put it? No. No. This is not the only way you're going to get blessed, but I tell you what, it's one way. Hallelujah. I guarantee there's an account for you somewhere on the inside of the pastor. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. You got to learn to draw it out. Somebody say, draw it. Hallelujah. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Is anybody learning anything tonight about the Holy Ghost? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. Is she afraid to be around people? Hallelujah. Don't even worry about that right now, brother. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. So you got to learn, you got to be supernatural. You got to be spiritual about certain things. When you come in, you got to learn to discern blessing. I'm going to get my need met. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And no one can ever receive from vessels unless they know what they're receiving from. I think that's good enough just to start right there to lay a foundation for the future. Hallelujah. Some say mighty works. Don't you let anybody lie to you. Don't you let anybody lie to you and tell you God don't move on people anymore. Don't let nobody tell you that there are no such thing as prophets and apostles and all that stuff today. Go right in your Bible. Let's go there just for a second. Amen. You're going to miss out on a big blessing. Somebody say, don't miss out. Don't you miss out on what God has for you. Y'all enjoying this tonight? Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. My. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for Nations Church and thank God for you hungry hearts here. Thank God there's a fire burning on the inside. Bless God. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go to First Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith, somebody say faith, should not stand in the wisdom of man. That's in what the people know out of their own self, the individual, okay? But in the power of God. Woo, glory to God. Where your faith stands is what you're going to be able to pull resource from. If your faith is based in what somebody knows, that's all you can get is what they know. Amen. But if your faith would stand in the power of the Holy Ghost, you'll get what the power of the Holy Ghost is able to offer you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. As it is written, eye has not seen, glory to God, nor ear has heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which the Lord had prepared for those that love him, but God had revealed them unto us by his what? How are things that you can't see revealed to you? By what you can see with your own eyes? By what you can perceive with your own eyes? Come on now. How are these things that God has for you perceived? Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. God's got something for you and he's trying to give it to you. But before you can get it, before you can seize it with your hand, you got to be able to see it with your eyes. Somebody say glory to God. I want you to see your blessing. I want you to see your breakthrough. I want you to know exactly where it is so you can get your hands on him. I have not seen, nor ear hath heard. And notice he says this scripture right after he said, listen, we didn't come with man's wisdom. We came with the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, but God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Somebody say, I got to have my spirit search for me. My mind might get lost. My mind can only go so deep. My eyes can only figure out something. My head will get stuck over this issue, over that issue, but I'm going to let my spirit receive what God has for me. Hallelujah. Yea, the deep things of God, for what man knoweth the things of... Listen, for what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Listen, you can't know what's in some, with spiritually in an individual for your benefit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You will not be able to discern what is spiritually in another individual for your benefit by your understanding and by your own head. You've got to know it by the Spirit on the inside of you. You've got to make a spiritual connection to get what you want from God. There are some things on the inside of individuals you'll never get your hands on until you make a spiritual connection.
Things are spiritually imparted. There are so many people that know their pastor, that know their apostle, that know their different ministries only by the flesh. They know where they live. Glory to God. They know what they said 6 months ago, but they have no acquaintance with that individual after the Spirit. Glory to God. I tell you what God has spiritually for you, your flesh can't pick it up. Which is in him, yet even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit. But we have not received the spirit of the world. Somebody say glory to God. Say we don't want anything from the world. Not just see, listen, the part of me that's from the world, you don't have to receive that. That's my business. Somebody say glory to God. Now, if I'm in sin and a bunch of mess, I'm sure you better check that stuff, amen, and get to rebuking or doing something, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is tangible and it's real. You can feel it. And you can sense it. Ha-ha. Thank you, Jesus. For we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Say, I will receive the spirit that is of God, that I might know the things that are freely given to me. Oh, is anybody catching anything tonight? Am I too far out there for you? Hallelujah. Well, blessed be the name of Jesus. We have not received the spirit of the world. See, what God's got to you, he's going to give it to you spiritually. Hallelujah. That manifestation, even though it might be a physical manifestation that you're needing or something tangible, everything that God gives to you, he's going to give it to you spiritually. Forget the things of the world and get on to the things of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And don't let somebody take a thing that's of the Holy Ghost and make it worldly. Don't bring it down to worldly level. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe in the anointing of the pastor. I believe in the anointing of the prophet. I believe in the anointing of the pastor. All those things. And I believe that these are not natural giftings or talents. These are supernatural graces of the Holy Ghost. Thank God that we might know the things that are freely given to us. Well, hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to start to look in the spirit that I can find out what God has for me. Now, if you look at me in the natural, I can tell you straight up, God ain't got nothing for you in my bank account, amen, because there ain't nothing there. Hallelujah. Woo! When they looked at Jesus back then, I know Jesus had some money back then and he had some things, but he didn't have that much in manifestation that could change all the lives of the multitude that was with him. Somebody say, there's more there. Hallelujah. Bless God. So many people get caught up into other things. Let her go to her mama. Praise God. So many people get caught up into people after the flesh. Somebody say, after the flesh. Say it one more time. After the flesh. Say it one more time. And they ignore the spirit. Hallelujah. Greater is he that's on the inside than he that's in the world, the carnal part that's in contact with the world. Somebody say amen. I think this is a good teaching tonight that we're pulling out some things to learn, to show people how to get blessed. How can certain people sit up under Sunday ministries and pull it all out? And other people sit up there and get nothing. People sitting in the church for 5 years, you know, be a prosperity church, been sitting in church for 20 years and just as broke 20 years later as when they started out. Sit up there wishing they get their money back. I want my money back. But some people can sit under something for 3 weeks. Amen. And get in the spirit of God and pull some stuff out of the anointing of the Holy Ghost that will change their life forever. Which things also we speak, not in the world, words which man's wisdom teaches, but that which the Holy Ghost teaches. Somebody say, what the Holy Ghost is teaching. Comparing spiritual things with what you can understand. Everybody look in your own Bible, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Comparing spiritual things with what your experience has been. What does it say? Comparing spiritual things with what? Where do you put the spiritual thing? In the spirit. In the spirit. In the spirit. In the spirit. Amen. But the natural man, somebody say the natural man, is not getting anything. It's right here in the scripture. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are what? Everybody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Let's read that again. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are spiritually discerned. For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, and he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Somebody say it's spiritually. Amen. Imparted. It's spiritually discerned and spiritually received. You get out what you put in. Look to somebody, as your faith is, so be it unto you. What do you believe? What do you believe? Hallelujah. What do you believe? Hallelujah. What do you believe? Hallelujah. Praise God. Why don't you stand up right where you are? You can move that thing out of the way. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. I said, everything you get from God, you're going to have to get that thing by faith. Amen. Everything you get from God, you're going to have to get it by faith. The length of time that you receive from God, you receive it by faith. Somebody say amen. And faith is what? How do you receive faith? Faith comes by what? And hearing by what? Glory to God. Not only is your faith going to be increased to receive good things from God, amen, but your faith will be increased to the level that you can receive the means in which he brings you good things. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I have faith in God. I have faith in God's servants. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are certain things that you got to believe. Period. Amen. Or get it any way you can believe it. Hallelujah. I'm responsible to give to you what God gives me. And if I'm going to give it to you, I'm going to have to give it to you by what? And where are we going to meet each other? In the same spirit by what? Man, at times people receive from God. You've gone through a healing line and they say, there it is, there it is. Go on and take it. Many people think, well, that's just the preacher saying that. They don't perceive anything. Well, what is that? That's unbelief, isn't it? That's unbelief. They're trying to get you to meet them somewhere in faith that you might be able to get what you want from God. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, I can meet you there. Hallelujah. Receive it by faith. Many people say the touch of God. That's just, you know, even in the era of the touch of God, we had great moves of the Spirit in different places and even in here sometime. And the times when it was literally the greatest, we had a teaching. Maybe we need to teach it here. It's the touch of God. And we had our faith developed to where when hands laid on us, we didn't see the individual. It was Jesus. It was Jesus that did the laying on of hands. Amen. They have many people, all they saw was the individual. No matter who they were laying hands on them, that's what they were able to pull from. But if they could get their faith level to say, listen, I'm a pull from Jesus, that's what they were able to pull from. Somebody say hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. If I just had one, if I could just have one that would increase, amen, that would increase their faith in that level. Hallelujah. And if you know, I would just like to have one or two, amen, that would increase their faith in that level that God, listen, faith is a conductor. Faith is a conductor. Faith and belief is a conductor. It moves the things of God from one place to the other. It just doesn't float through the air. It happens by faith. So when God puts something on the inside of somebody else and he wants to get it to you, the only way you're going to get it from them is by what? Faith. Thank you, Jesus. And there are certain people that don't get anything from any individuals or any ministries because they have no what? Faith in that area. Or faith to receive. They say, I can't receive it that way. Well, they got to wait till God can bring it the way that he wants to. Faith is substance of things hoped for. Glory to God. Evidence of things unseen. Glory to God. Now listen, God is the author and the finisher of our faith. That means that we just can't get up there and say we're going to believe for anything just about. Listen, if we speak something to you, or if I say, listen, there's an anointing on the inside of me, I want you to realize that somebody's not making that thing up. That God is the author of it. Woo, glory to God. And if God started it, he will also finish it. And you got to develop some confidence in the individual. Say, hey, I know they're not going to play. That they're going to speak those things which they know to be true. Amen. If you can't believe that about a church, you can't believe that about a pastor, you need to go. I mean, you're in trouble. There's nothing you can get. I mean, we didn't have individuals in here, pastors, who said, listen, I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost in here right now. Glory to God. Reach out and receive it right now. If you don't have your faith developed in that area, you need to find a ministry where you can receive like that. That's what God intends. That's what God intends. Not that he has to sit up there and convince you. You should know for a fact, say, hey, I know that man perceives God, amen, and I can receive in that level and on that level and that degree. Why do you think the anointing of the Holy Ghost is so strong in the life of some of these generals, Brother Hagin's ministry? Because through the years, they have watched the lifestyle and they have developed a confidence, amen, and a faith. Now that person touches heaven. Glory to God. So that when they get there, amen, something starts to happen because the power of God starts to get to them. How? The power of God starts to get to them through their faith. So you can get a touch from God. Woo, hallelujah. If he's touching on the inside here, they can impart that to you by faith.
if you stretch out and meet them by faith. That's why you should be excited and say, I believe. Hallelujah. All things are possible to those that believe. Glory to God. God's going to jump all over your faith. Hallelujah. Is that lady going home with that baby? I know it's late. She went to go into the bathroom. Good. I want her to get what she set here and battle that baby all night long. Lord, do I want her to get something in Jesus' name. Now, let me give you something to put your faith on. Earlier tonight, somebody say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is as God's will, not necessarily as we want. And you should want what God wills. I can tell you, we sat there and I just not going to move and play games with God. I'm not going to jump out there when nothing's happening. Thank God for Brother Pastor Jesse. Amen. They could pray with a sincere heart and have heaven here. Amen. I don't care how long it takes. You better have somebody sit there and wait till they hear heaven before they get up. But as I was sitting up there teaching, and I just felt a burning on the inside. Glory to God. At one time, it was pretty intense. And therefore, I knew that God wasn't finished with us yet. Hallelujah. I knew that anointing of the Holy Ghost. I know God wasn't God's intention just to put some burning on me. That's not going to do anything for me. Amen. I know what God wants to do. But that was something for you. That was for you. Now, if you start to pull on the anointing of Jesus, it will increase. It started to dwindle down a little bit just a few minutes ago. It dwindled down. I said, well, I must have blown it. You know, by running my mouth too long now, the people's anointing's then left. Glory to God. But as we're sitting up there talking, somebody's praying in the Holy Ghost right now. I can perceive it, and somebody's hungry because it's starting to burn again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Why does God do it that way? I don't know. But I know it's biblical, and I know it's scriptural because they sent John, amen, Peter and John out, right? That they might lay hands on people, that they might be able to receive the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Now, if God starts to use people just to bless people, so be it. Hallelujah. And I have a feeling that there's some people in here tonight, and I know by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, that they are hungry for more of God and they need a breakthrough. They've stood through many lines and nothing has happened. Their life hasn't changed. And now they're starting to get their faith together again. They're starting to get their faith up there again. If anything can happen, God, please let it happen. Not only are they trusting in God, but they're trusting in the vehicle of God. Ooh, hallelujah. Somebody say, right here and right now. Because that's what God wants. Say, I will be blessed. Thank God. Those that receive a man in a natural way will receive a what? A natural blessing. Hallelujah. As your faith is, so be it unto you. Now, if you're going to see somebody, just a crazy man up there talking with long hair, you're going to get exactly what a crazy man with long hair can give you. I don't know why this thing is falling off my ear tonight. What is it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. I just like to bless you. Somebody say thank God. Now, if you don't have faith, somebody say, well, what you believing for? Particularly nothing. Well, that's exactly what you'll get. It's particularly nothing. Hallelujah. Woo! Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, I believe this thing's going to work. Well, how many want to be blessed right now? How many of you just says, I tell you what, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Hallelujah. Good to see you, Andrew. I love you, Bubby. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, if you have us here, you got us here for a reason, that the people might be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, you work through many different ways. You bless people through many different ways. And tonight we've taught the people one way that they can be blessed. Not the only way, but one way. Hallelujah. Why did you teach us that, God? Because you wanted to do a mighty work. Somebody say praise God. I know without a shadow of a doubt that this is a house that God wants to do mighty work in. Glory to God. Everybody say mighty works. Mighty works. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. But now we got instruction from the Holy Ghost how to receive a mighty work. Say, move in me mightily. And let a good thing happen on the inside. Now just pray in the Holy Ghost. Brother, you're moving me. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I will never be the same again. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Yes. Come on. Hallelujah. I just sense that by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. You said, I've been here before, been there before. Amen. But by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, I hear words saying, never the same again. Never the same again. And you need a breakthrough, and God's going to give you that breakthrough. And you need to listen to the Holy Ghost as He starts to speak to you and be obedient. God's going to change it around suddenly. Is your faith there? Amen. Where's your faith? Father, touch in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Burn in the name of Jesus. Get them up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. The fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the burn in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother. I just sense a little bit of burning on the inside of me. Hallelujah. How about you? Brother, you can keep getting up until you feel that fire. Hallelujah. I'm confident in the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Sister, you pulled on that thing. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, you. Come on. Praise God. Praise God. What are you believing God to do? Hallelujah. Huh? You just already prayed it to Him. Somebody say, praise God. Chrissy, you ready? Somebody say, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, fire! Oh, there it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I tell you what, some of y'all say, woo, glory to God. Y'all done broke something loose in this place tonight. Hallelujah. I sensed something I've hardly ever experienced before. My God, the power's flowing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Shele, Bonva, Side, Lota, Jika, Rotende de Bahandaha. I cannot recall. Raise your hand if you've thought you've been pushed in this house. Raise your hand. If you've been pushed in Nations Church. Now, we have pushed people, but we tell you, we're going to push you before we do. But there have been some people who say, listen, I've been pushed. I want you to know I don't push anybody. And you sense pushed, huh? Yeah, I'll pray for you, baby. She keep walking up to the front all night long and she didn't cry. Hallelujah. How you doing, brother? Stay in the power. Glory to God. Hey, La Trinity. Uh-huh. Glory to God. Hey, mama wants me to pray for you, baby. Yeah. Dedicate. Father, in the glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come here. Father, what's your La Trinity? Glory to God. Come. Thank you. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You be blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Praise God. And this one is Shakel. Hallelujah. Blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Never the same again, Shakel. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love you. Can I have a hug? Hallelujah. Come here. Ooh, glory to God. Everything's going to be okay. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Can I pray for you? Come on. I won't yell or scream. I'll be real nice. I promise. That's okay. Ashley, you just pray for her back there. Good to see you all again. How's Mama doing? Hallelujah. You ready for God to flow through you? See, I believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed in Jesus' name. There you go. Blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Blessed in the name. Fire. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How do you feel? Glory to God. Hallelujah. She wants some more. Well, she's going to have to get it from him. Hallelujah. No, she's got it. Somebody say pray. Praise God. Praise God for the. She got it. She got it. It's not the number of times somebody. Amen. That baby's blessed in Jesus' name. That baby is blessed in Jesus' name. How are you going to study those scriptures that we were talking about tonight? How are you going to study those scriptures that we were talking about tonight? Amen. Everybody that wants to be blessed in that way, just come up here and stand on this row of flowers. Amen. Hallelujah. On this row of flowers. Amen. And I want you to put your faith in the anointing on the inside. Hallelujah. And you're just going to have to do it by what you hear. You're just going to have to do it by what you hear. You're just going to have to do it. Put your faith in what you hear. Hallelujah. Put your faith in what you hear. Put your faith in what you hear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And there's a word right now, I'm telling you straight up. There's a blessing on the inside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You won't be blessed in that area too. You're going to help. Amen. Well, praise God. Brother, be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm feeling better now. I feel better now. I feel better now. Somebody say thank God. That's there many times when you feel something on the inside of you in the area of ministry, it's not yours. It belongs to others. Hallelujah. Praise God for the anointing. Did y'all sense that? Hallelujah. Do you feel better? Do you feel better? Sister, be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother, I'm going to come back here. They got you sitting up here in this crazy church. Thank you, Father. Father God, from the very top of his head to the soles of his feet, you be blessed in the name of Jesus. Saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, glory to God. Did y'all enjoy tonight? I did. Did y'all enjoy tonight? I did. I did. Just your friend. Praise God. Praise God. Do you believe your need was met? Well, hallelujah. Brother Dean, would you receive tonight's offering for us? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, do whatever God tells you to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Say, I'm on the road of blessing. Things are getting better day by day. I expect more. I expect more. How many have had more happening in your life? Glory to you. Tell them about it. Somebody say, more. Let that blessing have its perfect work in you. Glory to God. Let that blessing have its perfect work in you. Thank you, Jesus. Be obedient to the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Do what it tells you to do. And it's already on the inside of you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, I will obey the anointing on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Somebody say, lead me. Anointing of the Holy Ghost. Say it one more time. Lead me. Anointing of the Holy Ghost. Spiritual impartation. Take me to the place of blessing. In the name of Jesus. I'll cooperate with you. I received you by faith, and I'll walk with you by faith, and you will bring me to a place of supernatural abundance. I have faith in this anointing that abides on the inside of me. Just before he starts, receives that right now, put your hand on your belly right now where that anointing is, and just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Say, I have received. Hallelujah. I have received in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Everything's going to be all right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. How many are going to be blessed? How many are blessed? How many are blessed? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Shout out, I want to be blessed. I receive the blessing of God. I receive the blessing of God. Bless me in Jesus' name. Bless me in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Praise God, praise God, praise God. What an assignment, what an assignment. Hallelujah. Go on, Brother Dean. Thank you, Jesus.